Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just happy to be here tonight. Usually, I have this on a Tuesday at about 3 o'clock, but I was trying to get a guest on today, Red Tiger. I was going to have him on today, but we were going to plan it for 8 o'clock today. Unfortunately, 8 o'clock rolls around into a prime time deal here, and that's a paid area. I have to pay to get to be on prime time, so I guess actually prime time goes from 7 o'clock until I believe it's 10:30 or 11 o'clock, but I can do a show basically anywhere from 11 p.m. till about, well, actually 30 minutes shows anywhere in the time frame of 11 p.m. to 7 p.m., I guess. But anyway, we've rescheduled that for a later date, and I'll let you know what that later date is along the way. But tonight, I'd like to talk to you about the biggest lottery in history. Now, the U.S. Lottery Powerball is up to $1.5 billion now, and I played it before, but I hadn't been playing it recently until it reached the $800 million mark. And I never thought it would actually go this high, but it just continuously grows. And with the more people pay into it, the higher it grows. Now, the last time it reached $800 million was after last Wednesday's game, and actually it only reached like $600 million after Wednesday's game, but as people came in and kept playing it, it grew to $800 million by Saturday. Now after Saturday's drawing, nobody won it. It grew again to the first report that was given to me. It reached $900 million by Sunday. It was like $1.3 billion. By Monday, it was like $1.4 billion. And today, I just found out it's $1.5 billion now. So that's a huge, huge deal there. And you would be actually surprised. You know, I'll let you guys know here in a minute about what I was thinking about doing with the money myself, if putting that in quotation marks, if I were to win it. But you'd be surprised at, you know, some of the people who actually are playing this, and some of these are people that we know of from TV and everything else. Zach Bagan from Ghost Adventures, he's playing. Now, that's an interesting concept, because you know people on television, stars of their own television shows or creators of shows and what have you, usually wouldn't bother playing such things as lotteries, because you figure they have enough money of their own. But I'm surprised. I got him on my Twitter, and I figured, well, I'll look up, see what he's up to, and sure enough, he's talking about the lottery, and it's like, whoa. Another one, now this is going to shock all you bronies out there, M.A. Larson has a ticket. Believe it or not, M.A. Larson does have a ticket for the $1.5 billion lottery. I looked on his tweet, and he said if he won, he was going to invite all of us to an island that he's going to buy, depending upon the date and the island location. But I retweeted him back, and I told him what basically I was going to do with it, and told him if I won, I'd invite him and all the bronies out there. And I just checked Twitter a little while ago. He hasn't answered me on that one yet. So, anywho, now let's get down to basically what I plan on doing. Just in case, before I do, think to yourselves, what could I do with $1.5 billion if you were the single winner of the lottery? But, you got to remember, you got to pay taxes on it. Because usually the state in which you're in, you don't really have to pay taxes because you're already buying the lottery, which is, I guess, but they'll tax you later on. But you got to pay federal tax, and they take like 25% of that. I don't know what, so you're not going to get the whole $1 billion. You'll probably get, probably close to $800 million, maybe. I'm not sure, but I haven't done the figures on it yet. But even still, what would one person do with that much money? So I'll let you guys go ahead and think about that, to yourselves. What can I, do with that kind of money? Now, the drawing's not going to be until tomorrow night, so I've already got two tickets. I plan on getting two more. And for those of you who do not know what the Powerball is, it's a random of five numbers plus a Powerball number, and which is basically a $2 ticket. And you can also buy a Power Play to go along with that, which is a multiplier. Now, the multiplier does not increase the value of the grand prize, but it increases all the other prizes. And like I said, that's an extra dollar there, and so technically it's, but the numbers go from 1 to 69. I thought it was 70 at one time, so, and the Powerball numbers go from 1, I do believe 1 to 27, I believe, but the Power Play multiplier goes from a times 2 to a times 5 multiplier. So if you pick a 2, 3, 4, 5 multiplier and say like you get maybe the Powerball number. Now, the Powerball number without a Power Play wins you $2. But if you play with a multiplier and multiplier comes up as 5, instead of having $2, you just won $10. So, anywho, that's how, and it's played, I think, last time I checked, 27 states plus the District of Columbia. Of course, they're considering District of Columbia a state. Washington, D.C., for those of you who do not know what it is. The Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Even though these are not claimed as states of the United States, they still play them there. Of course, they didn't attach their stars to the flag yet, but I look for two more stars to be added. Okay. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What I would basically do if I had won, or if I win, I'm going to say it's a big if, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, like I said, the last time I played, which was Wednesday, which was 800 million, I think I got like one number out of the whole deal. So, but I only played one $2 ticket, too, so this time around I got two $2 tickets with a Powerball, Power Play. I plan on getting two more tickets, so which would give me a grand total of four. Let's see if I can at least raise my odds of at least winning $2, maybe a little bit more. But anyway, now, I talked this over with my girlfriend. She lives in Brazil. She wants me down there very, very badly. I sat there and told her, oh, yes, if I win the money, I'll quit all my jobs and I'll be down there and I'm going to buy myself a boat. But recently I've looked on, I think it was NSN or something like that there, the Playboy Mansion is supposed to be going up for sale. Now, and that's going up for sale, as far as I know, for $200 million. And I was discussing this with my girlfriend from Brazil, and I go, you know, I would just love to own that. And she just went off in a rant. You know, she's kind of, I wouldn't say, well, she's probably a big Christian type of person, but she called it a whorehouse, and she doesn't want nothing to do with it. But for those of you who don't know what the Playboy Mansion is, I don't even know if they still make Playboy or not. I'm not sure. Playboy was a men's magazine, and the Playboy Mansion is where Hugh Hefner and all the Playboy bunnies resided. And he would live there with, I think, 12 other girls, which he basically named them, which were basically Playmates of the Month type of deal. But I turned around and told her, I go, for $200 million, I can turn around and I can buy that, and I can make a bed and breakfast out of that place. You know, because look at all the, you know, actual stars that have actually went there, and it's more nostalgic, and besides, it'd be a great investment type of deal, because you figure for one weekend, $1,000 a weekend at a bed and breakfast, come on. Could you imagine the people I could have there? But anywho, and she went off on a rant, and I did the same thing on Facebook when I was up for the $800,000. Or excuse me, $800 million. Why do I keep saying 800,000? I'm not sure. But anyway, I had one person sat there and said, hey, that'd be a good investment. Another person sat there and turned around and told me, yeah, you need tons of Lysol, too. It's like, well, yeah, you're probably right on that one. But anyway, some of the things I'd like to, I mean, even, you know, just thinking about it, one of the first things they turn around and tell you to do when you win the lottery is get yourself a lawyer. This way they can, you know, the taxes are done up properly, and whatever you want to invest in, they can help you invest in it. Like I said, I'm getting, you know, negative feedback about, you know, some of my friends sitting there saying, well, it'd be all right. It'd be a good investment, maybe, kind of, sort of. Myself, I think it'd be a good investment, but since I'm getting so many negativities, another thing I'd like to have done with it was sort of, you know, for you Brony Pegasisters out there, maybe hold a BronyCon out there. Or, you know, have a weekend retreat for the Brony community, you know. I mean, just something out of the ordinary, out of the blue, you know, just to say, you know, come on by, you know. And, you know, do something like that. But, give me your, you know, questions and answers on what I should do. And, I mean, heck, it don't even have to be the Playboy Mansion. I mean, I thought it'd be a nostalgic type of area to do that in. So that's basically what I thought of. Okay, we're going to take a pause here and a commercial break, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. But like I was saying before, I thought, you know, buying the Playboy Mansion would be a good thing, you know. That's if they have it up for sale. I mean, I don't know, you know, this is, you know, the first time I heard of it was on MSN. Excuse me, gotta have some coffee. Gotta stay awake. But the good thing about it is, you know, I figure, you know, do something like that, you know. Give back to the Brony community at least a little bit, you know, show them that I care, and what have you. Plus, I also, you know, plan on living in Brazil, because I know my girlfriend wouldn't want to stay in the Playboy Mansion. She goes, places like that are evil, and it's like, you can always make something evil good again, you know, I can change the name of the place, you know. And it's like, she just will not go there. she goes, I don't care what you make, you know, I don't care what you buy, you know, but just don't expect me to be there. It's like, all right. So, like I said, that's up in the air. This is what I wanted to convey to everybody out there. You know, if you have plans, say you're over the age of 18, and play the lottery, and you think about winning, or you thought about winning, or you played it, give me your thoughts on what I should do with the winnings, or give me some thoughts on what you would do if you won anything, and put them in the comment sections, or get in touch with me, for those of you who know me on Google+, or Twitter, or Facebook, or wherever you know me from. I'd like to hear your comments. And who knows, maybe, and I'm not going to give you guys, just give you guys money. Come on. That's one thing, because I know a lot of people are, a lot of you bronies out there sitting there going, gee, I wonder if I ask him for half, he can give me half his money. No, I can't give you half the money. Most of that money's already been spent. Because another thing I'd like to do is buy a house in Brazil and maybe a boat. Possibly my own private jet. I don't know. I'll take flying lessons. Heck, I love to fly. And this comes from a guy that was at one time afraid of heights. Actually, I'm not really afraid of heights, to say. I mean, I can, there's just something in me that when I'm, say like if I'm hanging over a bridge, you know, looking at the water, there's just something that's in me that says jump. And that scares me. It's like, where's this feeling coming from? No. Or I'd get this mental picture in my head, you know, falling into the water, and that's what backs me off. But it just gives me one of those creepy, eerie feelings. But I like heights, so. We have 10 minutes left in the show here. Let's talk about when my next show is going to be. Now, like I said before, I get my days off. A schedule. I get my schedule on Friday, and not all the time I'm going to have a Tuesday off. But you know, for the past couple of weeks, I've been having a Tuesday off. I was talking about getting some guests, and I do have a guest that was, like I said before, I was supposed to be on here tonight. He is a fanfic reader, and his name is Red Tiger, and we planned it out because he works too. He usually gets home at about 5 or 6, I think about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and he couldn't do it. So we were going to plan for 8 o'clock today, and then when I found out that I couldn't do it at 8 o'clock today, I emailed him back saying, "Well, we can't do it today. Let's reschedule for next time." Now, since I don't have this Saturday off, I had Sunday off, and then Monday I worked, and today I had off, and then now I got to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Friday I'll find out what days I have off, but I'm pretty sure, I'm very sure that I will have the 23rd off. So my next show with him will be the 23rd of January. Now I know I have another day off beforehand, so I'll probably do a show before that. Now, I don't know if it's going to be next Tuesday and next Saturday, but I know it's going to be not this Saturday, but next Saturday I'm going to be on the air, and my guest will be Red Tiger. But any show in between that there, I'm not sure, because next Saturday where I work at, they're having a CMM clean up, and they're going to be cleaning all the equipment and everything else right there, so they need the weekend to do that. And, I mean, that's what happens when you work at a place that does food. And for those of you who do not know what food I do, I work at a pet nutrition's plant where we make dog and cat food. So, anyhow, we have to shut it down like every other weekend to clean it up. And what we do is we do mash as well on those weekends. That mash is meant for the dog treats that we make as well. So I'll have not this Saturday but next Saturday off. So that's when we're going to have Red Tiger on as a guest. Now, before that, if I'm going to have a show or not, I'll let you guys know ahead of time. Or you can go to my webpage at Lucky Pup Productions at www.luckypupproductions.jimdo.com. This is where I have my webpage, my regular home webpage. This tells you every time I do something like whether I'm going to be doing a new cartoon coming up, or I plan on doing a stand-up routine, or just being here on the radio, or, you know. And if you're hearing this thing come on in the background, yes, that is my heater. Like I said, I'm doing this in a basement of my home. Well, the basement is my home, so yes, I am an underground dweller. I'm a cellar dweller. But plus any other songs that I plan on doing, and I hope for those of you who listened in on my last program last Tuesday, I did do a song. I was thinking about doing a song for today's show. I think what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to either be adding songs that I sing for, you know, remixes of other songs that I do. This is what happens when you do not rehearse your speech. These are going to be remixes of songs that I do for My Little Pony type deal and what have you, because I think it's kind of fun for those of you who do not know. The last song I did was a remake of Margaritaville, and I called it Ponyville. If you guys haven't heard that yet, please go back to my last program. Check it out. I did it in a hurry, so it might be a little off, but I did it perfectly, and I tried to get it up on SoundCloud, and SoundCloud rejected it because it sounded too much like Margaritaville, and it's like, okay, I've got other songs up there that are made by other artists that sound the same as the other artists. Why can't you just put this one up? Nope, it's copyright. So they can kiss my ass. So I'm going to try to do some more songs, get them up on SoundCloud. If I can't get them up on SoundCloud because they can't, you know, they say it's copyright, I'll try to record it and upload it to my station here, and I'll probably give you guys a concert after every interview, or, you know, at the end of each show. Or, which is another thing I'm going to start doing here very shortly, is starting to record the comedy You Might Be a Brony. So I've been getting in a lot of, you know, ideas about how you know you are a Brony. Yeah. So hopefully that, who knows, I might write a book about it. But I will be out there. I will be picking on some of you out there, possibly be a guest on my show. I mean, it'd be nice to have a big name YouTube type personality, but I'm working my way up to that. So I'll be asking others in the Brony community who do things either on YouTube or who are just regular members of the community, and be asking them what was their favorite My Little Pony episode, or why they started, you know, becoming a Brony in the first place. You know, just having them up on guests, as guests and what have you. And so don't be surprised if I turn around and I ask you to come around and be a guest on the Wolf's Den. We got 3 minutes left to go on the air from what I can see at the stream that is left. You know, this is one of the reasons why I like to have a guest, because when I do have a guest, it doesn't take that long a time. We get into a conversation and the time just flies. So if you know anybody that might want to be on the program, let me know. Like I said, for those of you who are on my Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus accounts, especially Google Plus, G Plus, I'm usually there and talking with everybody. So by all means, please do that. But anyway, like I said, just be ready. And I'm still thinking of stuff for the show here. This is only like my fourth or fifth show here, and I'm not getting some great reviews. Not a lot of people are listening to the back podcast. I try to get them up there. And so if you haven't heard any of my back podcasts, I got like about three or four others, go ahead and check those over, because I think they're pretty decent. And we should be getting down there to about the 1 minute mark, because I should be hearing something ringing in my ear any second there from the time booth sitting there saying, "Oh, you got about 50 seconds left." I stand corrected, 90 seconds. They just blasted it in my ear. For those of you who, it does not come over the air. What I mean by they blasted it in my ear is I have to use the telephone because for me it's free. I thought for a minute there it'd cost like 10 cents a minute to do this show over the phone, and it doesn't actually cost me anything because I just got my last phone bill in, and it didn't register anything on there. So, but anyway, I hope everybody's enjoyed the program, and I hope to see you guys I hope to see you guys sometime next week, and definitely I hope to see everybody here on the 28th when my guest will be Red Tiger. So, from the Wolf's Den, this is your host Timberwolf saying I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful year this year, since I didn't do it last time, or I might have did it last time, but I will catch you the next time. I will catch you on the flip side. We gone. Bye-bye.